Blog Talk Radio.
All seven and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time, so don't cry. One day all seven will die. All seven and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all. And in the distance, an army's marching. But behold,
1999, and the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, art reflects society. How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror and graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand. Stand under the spelling. The words are what binds this spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words and their spell-binding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted. Just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases, and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and the sea. I am
change inside, know and understand that even flowers have to endure the rain at times. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I want you to know that things get better with time, but in the meantime you have to stop seeing yourself through irrelevant eyes. May you shine like the light that has brought you forth from the heavenly skies, and find more of yourself in the rest of these lines. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, yeah, I know flowers. flowers grow. I know flowers grow. I know people change. Yeah, sometimes we need the rain. Sunflower souls. There is a time to love and there's a time to heal. Find a way to free your mind and let time reveal. In the midst of all of this love that you're trying to give, you have to learn to love yourself for real and find the time to live. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I know people change. I know flowers grow. Yeah. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know flowers grow. We cannot stay the same. So if you love the flower, you cannot hate the rain. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. Yeah. I know flowers grow. I know flowers grow. I know people change. Yeah. Sometimes we need the rain. Sunflower souls.
Don't make assumptions. We have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. The problem with making assumptions is that we believe they are the truth. We could swear they're real. We make assumptions about what others are doing or thinking. We take it personally. Then we blame them and react by sending emotional poison with our word. That is why whenever we make assumptions, we're asking for problems. We make an assumption, we misunderstand, we take it personally, and we end up creating a whole big drama for nothing. All the sadness and drama you have lived in your life was rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. Take a moment to consider the truth of this statement. The whole world of control between humans is about making assumptions and taking things personally. Our whole dream of hell is based on that. We create a lot of emotional poison just by making assumptions and taking it personally, because usually we start gossiping about our assumptions. Remember, gossiping is the way we communicate to each other in the dream of hell and transfer poison to one another. Because we are afraid to ask for clarification, we make assumptions and believe we are right about the assumptions. Then we defend our assumptions and try to make someone else wrong. It is always better to ask questions than to make an assumption, because assumptions set us up for suffering. The big mitote in the human mind creates a lot of chaos, which causes us to misinterpret everything. We only see what we want to see and hear what we want to hear. We don't perceive things the way they are. We have the habit of dreaming with no basis in reality. We literally dream things up in our imaginations. Because we don't understand something, we make an assumption about the meaning, and when the truth comes out, the bubble of our dream pops, and we find out it was not what we thought it was at all. An example. You're walking in the mall and you see a person you like. That person turns to you and smiles and then walks away. You can make a lot of assumptions because of this one experience and even create a whole fantasy. And you really want to believe this fantasy and make it real. In your mind, a whole relationship begins from that. A whole dream begins to form just from your assumptions, and you think, oh, this person really likes me. Maybe you even get married in this fantasy land. But the fantasy is in your mind, in your personal dream. Making assumptions in our relationships is really asking for problems. Often we make the assumption that our partner knows what we think and that we don't have to say what we want. We assume they're going to do what we want because they know us so well. If they don't do what we assume they should do, we feel so hurt and say, "You should have known." Another example. You decide to get married and you make the assumption that your partner sees marriage the same way that you do. Then you live together and you find out this is not true. This creates a lot of conflict, but you still don't try to clarify your feelings about marriage. The husband comes home from work and the wife is mad, and the husband doesn't know why. Maybe it's because the wife made an assumption. Without telling him what she wants, she makes an assumption that he knows her so well that he knows what she wants, as if he can read her mind. She gets so upset because he fails to meet her expectations. Making assumptions in relationships leads to a lot of difficulties, a lot of misunderstandings with people we supposedly love.
The fourth agreement, always do your best. There is just one more agreement, but it's the one that allows the other three to become deeply ingrained habits. The fourth agreement is about the action of the first three. Always do your best. Under any circumstance, always do your best. No more and no less. But keep in mind that your best is never going to be the same from one moment to the next. Everything is alive and changing all the time, so your best will sometimes be high quality, and other times it will not be as good. When you wake up refreshed and energized in the morning, your best will be better than when you're tired at night. Your best will be different when you're healthy as opposed to sick, or sober as opposed to drunk. Your best will depend on whether you're feeling wonderful and happy, or angry and upset. In your everyday moods, your best can change from one moment to another, from one hour to the next, from one day to another. Your best will also change over time. As you build the habit of the four new agreements, your best will become better than it used to be. Regardless of the quality, keep doing your best. No more and no less than your best. If you try too hard to do more than your best, you will spend more energy than is needed, and in the end, your best will not be enough. When you overdo, you deplete your body and go against yourself, then it takes you longer to accomplish your goal. But if you do less than your best, you subject yourself to frustrations, self-judgment, guilt, and regrets. Just do your best. In any circumstance in your life, it doesn't matter if you're sick or tired. If you always do your best, there is no way you can judge yourself. And if you don't judge yourself, there is no way you're going to suffer from guilt, blame, and self-punishment. By always doing your best, you will break a big spell that you have been under. Doing your best, you're going to live your life intensely. You're going to be productive. You're going to be good to yourself. Because you will be giving yourself to your family, to your community, to everything. When you always do your best, you take action, and it is the action that is going to make you feel intensely happy. Doing your best is taking the action because you love it, not because you're expecting a reward. Most people do exactly the opposite. They only take action when they expect a reward, and they don't enjoy the action. And that's the reason why they don't do their best. For example, most people go to work every day just thinking of payday and the money they will get from the work they're doing. They can hardly wait for Friday or Saturday, whatever day they receive their money and can take time off. They're working for the reward, and as a result, they resist work. They try to avoid the action, and it becomes more difficult, and they don't do their best. They work so hard all week long, suffering the work, suffering the action, not because they like to,
but because they feel they have to. They have to work because they have to pay the rent, because they have to support their family. And they have all that frustration, and when they do receive their money, they are unhappy. They have 2 days to rest, to do what they want to do, and what do? They try to escape. They get drunk because they don't like themselves. They don't like their life. There are many ways that we hurt ourselves when we don't like who we are. On the other hand, if you take action just for the sake of doing it, without expecting a reward, you'll find that you enjoy every action you do. Rewards will come, but you're not attached to the reward. You can even get more than you would have imagined for yourself without expecting a reward. When you do your best, you don't give the judge the opportunity to find you guilty or to blame you. If you've done your best and the judge tries to judge you according to your book of laws, you've got the answer. I did my best. There are no regrets. That is why we always do our best. It is not an easy agreement to keep, but this agreement is really going to set you free. When you do your best, you learn to accept yourself. But you have to be aware and learn from your mistakes. Learning from your mistakes means you practice. Look honestly at the results and keep practicing. This increases your awareness. Do your best because you want to do it, not because you have to do it, not because you were trying to please the judge, and not because you were trying to please other people. If you take action because you have to, then there's no way you're going to do your best. Then it's better not to do it. Action is about living fully. Inaction is the way that we deny life. Inaction is sitting in front of the television every day for years because you're afraid to be alive and take the risk of expressing what you are. Expressing what you are is taking action. You can have many great ideas in your head, but what makes the difference is the action. Without action upon an idea, there will be no manifestation, no results, and no reward. A good example of this comes from the story about Forrest Gump. He didn't have great ideas, but he took action. He was happy because he always did his best at whatever he did. He was richly rewarded without expecting any reward at all. Taking action is being truly alive. It's taking the risk to go out and express your dream. This is different than imposing your dream on someone else, because everyone has the right to express his or her dream. Is life in action? The best way to say, I love you, God, is to live your life doing your best. The best way to say, thank you, God, is by letting go of the past and living in the present moment, right here and now. Whatever life takes away from you, let it go. When you surrender and let go of the past, you allow yourself to be fully alive in the moment. Letting go of the past means you can enjoy the dream that is happening right now. If you live in a past dream, you don't enjoy what is happening right now because you'll always wish it to be different than it is. There is no time to miss anyone or anything because you are alive. Not enjoying what is happening right now is living in the past and being only half alive. This leads to self-pity, suffering, and tears. You were born with the right to be happy. You were born with the right to love, to enjoy, and to share your love. You are alive, so take your life and enjoy it. Don't resist life passing through you, because that is God passing through you. Just to be, to take a risk and enjoy your life is all that matters. Say no when you want to say no, and yes when you want to say yes. You have the right to be you, but you can only be you when you do your best. When you don't do your best, you're denying yourself the right to be you. That's a seed that you should really nurture in your mind. You don't need knowledge or great philosophical concepts. You don't need the acceptance of others. You need to express your own divinity by being alive and by loving yourself and others. The first three agreements will only work if you do your best. Don't expect that you will always be able to be impeccable with your word. Your routine habits are too strong and firmly rooted in your mind, but you can do your best. Don't expect that you will never take anything personally. Just do your best. Don't expect that you will never make another assumption, but you can certainly do your best. By doing your best, the habits of misusing your word, taking things personally, and making assumptions will become weaker and less frequent with time. You don't need to judge yourself, feel guilty, or punish yourself if you cannot keep these agreements. If you do your best, always, over and over again, you will become a master of transformation. You are a master of speaking your language because you practiced. Everything you have ever learned, you learned through repetition. You learned to write, to drive, and even to walk by repetition. Practice makes the master. By doing your best, you become a master. Action is what makes the difference. If you do your best in the search for personal freedom, in the search for self-love, you will discover that it's just a matter of time before you find what you're looking for. It's not about daydreaming or sitting for hours dreaming in meditation. You have to stand up and be a human. You have to honor the man or woman that you are. Respect your body, enjoy your body, love your body, feed, clean, and heal your body. Exercise and do what makes your body feel good. Your own body is a manifestation of God, and if you honor your body, everything will change for you. When you practice giving love to every part of your body, you plant seeds of love in your mind, and when they grow, you will love, honor, and respect your body immensely. Every action then becomes a ritual in which you are honoring God. After that, the next step is honoring God with every thought, every emotion, every belief. Every thought becomes a communion with God, and you will live a dream without judgments, victimization, and free of the need to gossip and abuse yourself. The four agreements are a summary of the mastery of transformation, one of the masteries of the Toltec. When you honor these four agreements together, there is no way that you will live in hell. If you are impeccable with your word, if you don't take anything personally, if you don't make assumptions, if you always do your best, then you are going to have a beautiful life. The dream of the planet will be transformed into your personal dream of heaven. The knowledge is there. It's just waiting for you to use it. The four agreements are there. You just need to adopt these agreements and respect their meaning and power. Just do your best to honor these agreements. They are so simple and logical that even a child can understand them. But you must have a very strong will. A very strong will to keep these agreements. Why? Because wherever we go, we find that our path is full of obstacles. Everyone tries to sabotage our commitment to these new agreements, and everything around us is a setup for us to break them. The problem is all the other agreements that are a part of the dream of the planet. They are alive, and they are very strong. That's why you need to be a great hunter, a great warrior who can defend these four agreements with your life. Your happiness, your freedom, your entire way of living depends on it. The warrior's goal is to transcend this world, to escape from this hell and never come back. As the Toltecs teach us, the reward is to transcend the human experience of suffering, to become the embodiment of God. That is the reward. We really need to use every bit of power we have to succeed in keeping these agreements. So if you fall, do not judge. Do not give your judge the satisfaction of turning you into a victim. No, be tough with yourself. Stand up and make the agreement again. Okay, I broke my agreement to be impeccable with my word. I will start all over again. And just for today, I will be impeccable with my word. Do not be concerned about the future. Keep your attention on today and stay in the present moment. You can do it if you live just one day at a time. If you break an agreement, begin again tomorrow and again the next day. It will be difficult at first. Day will become easier and easier until one day you will discover that you are ruling your life with these four agreements. And you will be surprised at the way your life has been transformed. Always do your best to keep these agreements, and soon it will be easy for you. Today is the beginning of a new dream.
I've awakened to the realization that love is all that we truly need in life. So even when they treat me wrong, I will always seek to treat people right. When evil strikes like a thief at night, I wish to be polite. With unconditional forgiveness, I want to love like Jesus Christ. May all of your days be filled with joy and peace be the reason that you sleep at night. In the midst of darkness, may you understand that you not only have to see the light, but be the light. Love is kind and love is patient. Love is that divine vibration behind every atom in creation. It is only by awakening to universal love that your soul can exit the matrix. And regardless of the difficulties, you have to always endeavor to find ways to love without conditions and rekindle your divine ways.
Love without conditions is the only love that's true. No matter what goes down, true love can't stray from you. I've got it right here, I've got it right here. You've got it right here, you've got it right here. Love without conditions is the only love I know. No matter what goes down, true love will always show. I've got it right here, I've got it right here. You've got it right here, you've got it right here. Breathe in love, breathe out love. 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 Nothing can change this way that I feel. Love in my soul, I know that it's real. The love in your eyes, it will never change. It will always stay the same. Love without conditions.
May all of your days be filled with joy and peace be the reason that you sleep at night. In the midst of darkness, may you understand that you not only have to see the light, but be the light. Love is kind and love is patient. Love is that divine vibration behind every atom in creation.
Breathe in love, breathe out love. Breathe in love, breathe out love. Breathe in love, breathe out love. Love without conditions.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday with your host, Haru, the Seven Oracle, guys. I'm Haru. And today, guys, we are going to be talking about, you know what? Today, first of all, shout out to the ancestor that just transitioned, auntie. So this broadcast, I feel, is going to be about that, you know, ancestral transformation, giving honors and, you know, tribute to, those who have passed over, the energy of emotions, the energy of unconditional love, the energy of understanding is what this broadcast is going to be about today, guys. So the four agreements was originally what this broadcast was about. The four agreements, guys, you guys, please go back in the archives and you'll see we did the four agreements are as follows. The first one is be impeccable with your word. Don't take things personally. Don't make assumptions and always do your best. The first two, we did a wonderful broadcast, about 3 hours, 6 hours, you know, of one and two. This is three and four, guys, and don't make assumptions. The book is on our website, guys. So if you want to delve deep into the four agreements, please go on our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. That book is download. You can download the book for free, guys, straight off the website. This is if you come into spirituality or if you find yourself in spirituality and you know, like, oh, my God, like you feel like your perceptions, if your perceptions are not serving you. Why the fuck? Google Assistant. Okay. Shit. I always think Google Assistant is a spy device anyway. But distractions. Ugh, the interference just irritates my fucking soul. But anyway, go to our website and download this book, guys, The Four Agreements. If you are on your spiritual path, this is a must-to in all my sessions. You know, I require everybody to read this book. Everybody needs to read this book. And not just read the book, guys. There's audibles. You know what I'm saying, on YouTube, as the short clips that I played in each broadcast, what, 15 minutes long? You know what I'm saying? Like, take out 20 minutes or take out an hour of your day and listening to the audiobook of The Four Agreements, y'all. Or go back to the first broadcast that we did. I played the whole hour of the audio clip to start off the broadcast. There are no excuses, all right? So go back in the broadcast. If any of the Ear family wants to share on any of the four agreements that was discussed today, three and four about don't make assumptions, great. But we're going to go ahead and flow with the order of the day. All right? Jimmy, thank you so much for being in the background. I do see you, Eternal. I do see you as well. So Auntie LJ, peace and love to you. Tight hug to you. Tell us about it.
Oh, peace and love, family. Peace and love. It's life, basically. And with life, okay, you know, that death or transition is attached to that. April's always kind of rough for me, you know. It's the month that I had to give my mother's physical body back to the earth. So I struggle just when I think, you know, just when you think you've made it, and then something hits you. And yesterday was that something. I had already been roller coaster with emotion and fighting not to allow myself to, you know, go into depression and things like that about it. And I got a double whammy in regards to I knew my grandmother wasn't doing so well, but then to find out that my uncle was not doing well at all either. And then another uncle is now on a ventilator. And so it was like, oh, my God. Like, you know, everybody, this April's going to be the bullshit. So for the last couple of days, it's been the numbers for me. And that damn seven keep popping up. That seven. Everything on that seven. That seven. That seven.
Did you hear the song? Did you hear the song that I started to show with? Prince, seven. I've been feeling that for 2 days. So it's amazing that you say that.
Well, Eternal popped off the seven about, I want to say, 60 days ago.
Okay.
In a broadcast. And it was almost like every reading he was pulling on the seven and the L, the seven and the L, the seven and the L. And the irony is because my first name has seven letters in it, and it is the beginning of that name is L. And with almost every broadcast that we've done here lately, there's been a portion of that Eternal has spoken to my life. And I, last week's show, and I was like, you have no idea, but the seven in this L is very prevalent. The 13 is prevalent. That is the day that I am born in the month of November, which is the 11th. So all of these numbers are very much prevalent. Life and death is who I am and what I am. I understand that when I rest, I am in a death-like state. I understand that when I rise, I am in a life-like state. And I'm just in this place where I know better. So why am I still battling with the emotional aspects of it? You know what I'm saying? I know what my mind knows. I know what my spirit knows. I know what my soul knows. But it's heavy.
Yeah.
Can it
help? And see, I know you're born under the scorpion energy as well. So.
Right. So I am life and death. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just like, damn, what is this? Like, trying to tell me what is the purpose for any of this, you know what I'm saying? I know better, so therefore I do better. And, you know, I'm in this space, like, what does this all mean? And why am I so emotional? Because yesterday I literally cried myself to sleep, and before I understood my consciousness of today, I was wet crying myself into my awareness. So this is my now, you know, on today. Fuck congestive heart failure. Fuck Alzheimer's. Fuck cancer. I hate you. That is my reality right now.
Okay.
So as I know, to try to get rid of the attachments, it's stressful. You know what I'm saying? Because I shouldn't be attached in the manner that my emotions are making me feel like I'm attached. Yet, I battle with the detach in certain areas because I have to keep the balance. So I stand in what I know. I know that as long as I'm alive and I have children and they are alive, then the people that I know, spirits are alive in us. But this shit still hurts. That's my truth today. So I'm dealing with four agreements like a motherfucker today, right now.
Yeah. All right. All right, Auntie. Thank you. Let me go ahead and bring in Eternal. Let me see. All right. Eternal, peace, peace, peace to you, Eternal. Roll day, roll day.
Yes, peace, peace, peace.
Roll
greetings
day.
To how y'all. How is everybody?
Greetings. Doing great, doing great. Observant today.
Word. Yes, it's a day of observance. How much are we really being observant to everything that we do? You know?
It tastes more like warm.
It is the point where we
who
see
is
ourselves,
that?
But do we see ourselves?
Mute for me. Whoever's
that's not me.
Mute. That's not
actually,
you.
That's
I'm
me.
Sorry. That's you.
My
okay.
People in the background. My bad.
All right.
But
all
right. We're in a different way of learning. You know, the way of learning now is saying, what is that, as we said, the four agreements, are we living in the world that, you know, we can accept not to take it personal? The first thing you got to do is not take it personal. Because if you start taking it personal, you already feeling the defeat of self, you know? Like, what is it that makes you impeccable in the energy that we have? And then how is it that we don't, you know, usually accept all of these things, you know, not to have it as your exception? You know, and then there's the point of when you finally can see yourself being open to other agreements to yourself. Like, how are you really ready for something that can change right there in front of you that you've been working on ever since you've been in existence? These existence things that we have are those moments of the blink of an eye that you have to automatically say, okay, well, I can change from this point. I can actually correct myself versus just be stuck with think it's the right or wrong. There is an in-between somewhere. So now, why don't we find it? How do we find it? Where do we find it? When do we find it? What do we find it? So it all becomes those six questions to self that you start to say, who finds it? You know, it has to be you. If not, you question it yourself. So that's why the quest and your ions, the question. So your ions are your negative and your positive. How do you use it? Is it like the tree and how you cut the tree? Is that tree same thing as money? Because if it's a tree, that's really what it was, papyrus, how does it become where we're using it in everything and we see it in the form of fashion as ourself? We're talking about cutting a tree down, But it's just like saying cutting our stuff down. This is why the cherry tree was cut. It became a banner in our anger of how we thought of what was loyalty and how much we were noble to, and maybe now not even noble enough to where you see no bell. You know, no bell, that's in saying you got no balls. So to connect that self is saying either I give you no balls or I give you two balls, and I call it bi-bowl. And now you got two bulls fighting like balls. This is why fist pumping is becoming the first point of how we say, are you living to be a debater, debating, and having bait for women as you do men? This is where menstruation does come from. We don't see it as a guy. The Emmanuel is man with you and the L. So how do we see mom before you see a man? Your man or man of steering self is how you maneuver in yourself. And it could be manure if you didn't know your newer self. How old are you? See, we call it annual, but it's also anal in that word. So how much are we looking at how our ass is on our shoulders? Or will it be an A-hole or a whole A that we call ourselves? But yet it's alpha and omega. So why are these things in front of us and we call it things in the first place? They call it a noun, person, place, or thing. Then it became an idea or ideal. So now it's idol and how you idol worship things. So now when you're in this manipulation, is it charm or manipulation? How much are you even charming at what you do? You might be that darling that didn't see that lady could be a tramp in thought. And now this is how you keep revamping your thoughts. To where you don't even love your mother as much as you don't love your sisters, as much as you don't love your brothers. We've been outside of our family, not knowing what F is for ma, being fam, but being like AM. And now it's frequent modified and modified frequencies when it's amped frequencies being modified. This is what the AMF is. And now we call them an MF without knowing what the A is. That's why we're all learning how to use these acronyms that became abbreviations to what we see as SEA, but is also C as in SEE, yet the letter C can have us in some kind of literacy or illiteracy to how we think, when we use words. Is the words being used or we're being used by the words? It's a sword with words. So how do your words end up cutting like a knife? Are you actually cutting people for incision or intuition? If your intuition is your mission, then maybe you need to change your vision. We're all visionaries. Yet in the word vision, you also hear Aries. So arise, Aries, to your head, become the bull, and know what bull as BS when you see it, because you're able to see bull. That's what bull, able, bull, they sound almost the same, don't they? Because it's the L that helps you change. Correct yourself from the seven as a level to the brain, how you connect back to the brain, to your hypothalamus, your pituitary. How does that all connect to your pineal from your Libra? You're a balance. So L-I-B-R-A, Libra. Seven being upside down. The I being the actual being what it is, but nine. Seeing the light shine from a dot and then a line. This is why we're in a line to ourselves to be the R-A, R, where we say R-U-N, R-U-N. Maybe you call it run. They've been running so much, though, we're Rush, and now Russian. Yet that's a different nationality, isn't it? That's why we're looking for ourselves again. You decided to come back and not only come back, but make an actual comeback. Because you didn't know what you was coming back to, though. That's why we came black. Black being B-L-A-K with another K. Not a triple K, because that would be another way thinking of yourself again. We say white power. Really, the white being the power, or is the hour with a P? P meaning penis, as pen being happiness. So how do we say a pen is mightier than a sword? When you write this down, when you couldn't afford to see the tree. See, all of it's just a part of the Trinity in the first place. We're going back to the same place. You know, your plastic, your skin, we call it melanin. Same thing they put on your car as the paint. So now what do you think when you say pain? Put out your pain in your paint. So when you think, you also think with your paint. So now how much pain do we use in our back self or front self? And now we see ourselves. It's a time that you see and love every part of yourself. It's the P with arts in yourself. Thou smart is SM being small with an art of self to be an intel in how you tell yourself and a gent of yourself. This is the gents being gents, or gents being, as they say, a trance of thought. So how do your words become your power in your words? As the beginning was and as it is, then so shall it be. We say Ashe. You know Ashe. As it so shall be. Ashe. Then we add the O, you feel the O like an almighty. Ashe O. Then you use the bottom of your stomach to say this. You feel the strength of it. Ashe O. If you said it three times, you in the Alegba. Ashe O. Trinity, always been there. You call on the ancestors. It only probably take you 30 minutes and give you 30 days of power. Mm-hmm. Now, that's up to you. You all have choices.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. All right. Let's go ahead and bring in Jimmy. Jimmy is with us, too. So, Jimmy, peace, peace, peace on to you. Are you in a position to where you can chat? Your mic is mute. I'm muted now. If you're still there.
All right. I'm like back and forth. I'm walking in the mall right now, so I got to get some stones. I'm on this mission. So, yeah, back and forth. So I'm going to see what I can do. But if I can channel in, I will. If you say it's too loud, I'll just cut myself back out.
Okay. Okay, you good. All right. You know, so on the four agreements, you guys, the third agreement is do not make assumptions, right? Do make assumptions. So what it says is find the courage to ask questions and express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. Now, with that being said, don't make assumptions. You know, I know that a lot of us, I mean, how often do we do that? You know, it seems like a lot of our thinking a lot of times is on autopilot. And where does a lot of our thinking come from? You know, it comes from past experiences. You know, it comes from not trusting others, but first of all, not trusting yourself enough, you know, and in making assumptions. You know, I think about a recent event that just happened with me and one of my brothers. And it was communication, I feel, is at the root of all of this shit. You know, the non-communication, or where the communication is always one-sided, and, you know, so it leads to us, you know, making assumptions in our own head. Now, I pretty much have balanced all of these agreements, but that one right there in my now is what I'm not going to say struggle with, but what I'm challenged with. And I will balance that one as well. But, you know, it's the brick wall is the hard conversations, you know what I mean? Because, you know, that can get nasty. So what has been y'all experience with making assumptions, and how have you balanced that? Auntie LJ?
Assumptions. They make an asshole out of you. Even when you think, when you have them, that the other person is an asshole. Communication is definitely key, and everything is communicated. Everything that is matter is communicated. So it's accountability and responsibility to the communication. How do we do that? You have to be willing to speak, and you have to be willing to listen. Now, when do you do that? It's where the balance needs to be on that question. When you answer it for you.
Okay.
But you have to answer it.
Okay. All right. Eternal, I know you are going in and out, but making assumptions, if you're able to speak. You know what? He might not get a signal in the mall. So, all right. Jimmy, if you're there,
with
are you there?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the thing with assumption is that people can only assume what they think they know about you. But if you don't know everything about you and you're not willing to learn what you can and you now know about you, then a lot of people pick up on the energy of law of attraction because you assume that you're one way. So therefore, they assume that they know you that way. As you think, so you are. And it's very important to self-check. It's the greatest check you ever going to write. It's the greatest check you ever going to receive. And it's a check mark. And a lot of these marks the spot for things that we need to work on. We come up with a lot of assumptions because we deal with a lot of people that are singular to who we are, a bunch of chaotic shit. And so until you can recognize you in them, which means that you have to be, one, able to recognize you first, then it is always going to be confusion. Instead of just having the simple conversation of sitting the person down that you deem you're going to have confusion with and have the conversation, it's still
you
a
say simple communication, Auntie. I have to object and put my finger up right there because it's not always simple for me.
But that's because you deem it not always simple. It's reflection. Uh-huh.
Reflection. There it is.
Reflection. A motherfucker ain't going to say whatever the fuck they want to do to Keithon because Keithon ain't having it. And then when Keithon see that outside of Keithon, he like, well, motherfucker, I got something to say. Feel like you ain't going to talk to them the way that you ain't going to let nobody talk to you. So how you going to say what you say? Even though it ain't to say that you ain't got something to say. But now you see the reflection of you, so how you going to talk to you in them? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it ain't always easy if you don't deem it to be easy. This shit I'm dealing with the energy of detachment and death and transition and shit. This shit is a sticky situation for me. But I knew that it was going to be a sticky situation for me. Don't mean I wasn't going to have to face it. Don't like how the universe brought it to me. But I knew it was something I needed to work on until I can think that it's easy for me and stay there and not sway. And as long as I sway on what I think, I'm going to end up where I'm at. Because you don't pass on condition. And there is no such thing as no child left behind. I'm going to get this work or I'm going to keep getting this work. Period. This is what I mean when I talk to y'all and I say that we have these different places and levels. A lot of y'all might be strong in this area. This ain't one of Auntie's strong areas. You see? And it's okay. Because I'm okay. Even though it hurts, I'm going to be okay. And I'm going to get this shit. Or I'm going to keep getting this shit. And I know that too. You see? It's a process, y'all. It don't happen overnight. And everybody got something that they battling with. Some of us have a plethora of things that we're battling with, and it's okay. When you get to your test, it's because the universe deemed that you had what you needed to get through it. Use that shit. Because at the end of the day, it's all I got. What I need to heal right here, I've got to sit in it. The things that I help y'all with, that I talk to y'all about, that I tell y'all to push through and work with, now you're able to see the reflection. Because the medicine and the prescriptions that I helped y'all with, No, I got to swallow that shit. I got to take that shit for me in this area. Because this is a weak area for me. And wholeness has balance. Everything can be a little weak, but everything can't be all the way weak. So I've got to use where I'm strong to support where I'm weak. In this space, I can receive assistance externally, but only until I'm willing to face the assistance I have to give myself internally. Auntie, don't just be talking shit, y'all. Auntie giving y'all how Auntie get it. And if it works for you, use it. And if it don't, let it go. Real shit. But I don't have a problem with being the student. And I never asked for the responsibility to be the teacher. Just kind of happened that way. But where I'm growing in my knowing, I share. And where I'm learning, what I'm growing in, I share. It ain't always the same. And I'm not always great at it all, but it's the 360. And I promise y'all, I'm learning in this seven, in this area, that I can't wait to meet the nine so that I could be done with this shit and move forward. But that's accountability and responsibility. You know what I'm saying? That's being able to say that I know that it's a problem. See, we can't fix shit that we won't recognize. We can't work on shit that we won't allow ourselves to see. And when you stop wanting to see, that's when you begin to feel. And it's either going to feel good or it's going to hurt. Sometimes you're just looking to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You can't take away all the pain and you can't get all the way to the good, but we just want to be comfortable. And that's the center.
Yeah.
So I'm centered.
Let's go ahead and bring in Jimmy. Jimmy, peace onto you. You get the flow. You've been with us since the top of the broadcast, so... The focal was the four agreements about making assumptions and always doing your best. We're going to get to doing your best in a minute, but making assumptions is kind of what we're talking about right now. And then how you deal with that and transition.
I'm dealing with that transition, and I'm still healing from it. It's going to, you know, I just cried this morning to it because of the pressure I'm going through. I think you've seen it and shit. Because everything, how I view things, everything where my assumptions come at me for myself is that I see everything as symbolism. Literally, I don't, you know, I'm using this language speaking with y'all, but my main language is symbolism. So I get the wrong energy sometimes and shit because, for one, I do take it. I slip into my personal mode, which is not personal because I even did that, make an assumption that I had HIV, and I had to deal with that shit for a whole week of stress, and I got to heal from that too. My biggest weapon against myself is literally my mind, and that's what I'm working on, because I'm always inside of my head constantly, and I gotta learn to get out of that. And I'm okay with learning it, and I'm okay in accepting and owning it, because I'm the only one that's got to deal with this shit. So that's really my thing on assumption. And just listening to the broadcast of it, or before you were speaking about it, I was listening to myself because I'm not listening. I'm going in and out of listening, basically listening to myself because I'm ever since me coming up here, I'm healing. I'm constantly healing, more healing than I ever, you know, before coming here, because I'm literally in energies of my reflection. And the energies of my reflection was being projected on me, and I didn't realize it. I'm dealing with projection of assumptions that's not even of me. So basically, I'm not even making these assumptions. It's being transmitted to me like MK Ultra, literally. So I'm having MK Ultra moments. I'm compromising myself sometimes. Real deal. It'd be moments I don't give a fuck because I just don't give a fuck. I'm trying to be happy, and that's not working out because I am happy, but I'm trying to figure out why I have the sense of I'm not being happy. And that's me being neutral because all these energies I'm around, I'm adapting to it. So it's survival of the fittest out here for me with assumptions, because I don't normally assume. I observe, I listen, and I carry on. But I've been getting a lot because, and I'm really dealing with my assumptions because I'm dealing with me and the universe is literally at the table, like constantly, like, yeah. And it has to, probably has something to do with the past, the future, making it the present and shit like that. But, yeah, me and the universe is at the table because things keep trickling down in spectrum where I'm trying to reevaluate myself, have growth, where I know I want to have growth, and I'm being stagnant where I want to either be comfortable or have growth, and I'm choosing growth. That's all I really have to say. Was listening all this because I just got to get out my head.
Choose growth. And it's a process of getting out of your head. Okay, it's a process of getting out of your head. You know, if you haven't seen, I have an affirmation literally on my refrigerator that says, get out of your head. And it's something that I had to put on a vision board years ago because that subconscious mind can be very interesting, you know. And, again, it's on autopilot. A lot of our shit is on autopilot. Go ahead.
Yes. But exactly that, and I'm not saying making an excuse of me being a Gemini, but goddamn, sometimes I don't like being a Gemini. I'm dealing with myself. Like, it's a lot. And people be goddamn. I'm sorry.
Okay,
but
no, you're good.
I'm just, I constantly be brainstorming. I constantly, like, you know, moving. I'm moving and being still at the same time.
You know,
balancing them.
Sometimes you got to do both. Sometimes you got to just tell yourself to shut the fuck up or tell your ego or whatever the fuck it is. You know, just say, look, shut the fuck up right now, okay? You know, like literally saying it out loud. Like people will think you crazy that's around you. Another one was the stop sign. You know, in a psychiatry section, I was taught, imagine a stop sign. You know, say just stop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like just like literally yell, stop. You know, and of course they're going to think you're crazy. Please don't do it where you're at now. they're going to lock you up.
Man, these motherfuckers crazy. I'm right along with they ass. But no, like honestly, I'm going to say this because even last night when I came in your inbox, I seen that photo. I felt that shit. That's why I said what I said. Yeah. Because I felt it. I went straight into the, what's the name, because I'm like, I didn't fully accept me being here on this planet on some real shit. I just now noticing that.
Ooh,
and like, you know, I did, but it was just like, even with these energies coming in, these archons, like they doing that shit with me, to me.
22 years old. So literally, you know, the pictures that they post, the memes where the baby come out the womb angry. Literally, that was you for 22 years is what I hear you saying. Because now you are at a point where you're like, okay, you're starting to accept that, okay, I'm here on this planet. Why am I here? Would that be correct?
Yeah, basically, yes, because for one, I got to look at that as when I, in my cosmic sense. The shit I was fucking doing up there, I'm one of the prettiest, chillest motherfucker up there. But I did some shit. That's why I'm here. And I had to accept that. Just recently just found out about some shit. Like how I normally, you know, drop shit, knowledge and shit. I can't do that no more. When I told you I've been compromised, I'm fucked up mentally. Like, I won't say I'm fucked up mentally. I'm saying, like, weird that I went through so much fucking shit. I'm, like, damn near brain dead without being brain dead.
That's deep. So you
trauma.
Deep shit.
Hey, dealing with trauma.
Trauma.
Yeah, on some real shit, like,
trauma.
I'm just like, now you're saying that, and I accept that shit, I own it, like, and I cry, and I don't have no one to literally
trauma.
Cry on it, and plus me being here by myself.
Is it
like,
ancestral
yo.
Trauma, or just his trauma?
Ancestral trauma, everything,
it's
bloodline trauma, every
his
fucking trauma, because I'm constantly
it's,
feel,
it's his collective thought process.
Okay.
And so because he gets fragments of where he's been, and so he's trying
okay.
to put this puzzle together without a complete yeah. picture of what the puzzle looks like.
Okay.
Basically like the Wheel of Fortune.
Like
okay.
he has
and
fragments of each of everything that he has ever been, and he's
yeah.
got pieces, everything. That are in his now,
mm-hmm.
but where do these
mm-hmm.
pieces go? And what is
okay.
the picture that I'm supposed to be seeing? Are these individual
uh-huh.
pictures, or are these all pictures that go together?
Ah.
And then he battles with overload. Because he's so sensitive, he battles with overload. So when he gets information, it's like a Tommy gun. Ba 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 ba. And then he's like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this shit? And the universe, like, it ain't shit. It's you. Now put it together. But then something else comes, and blah, 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 blah. So he doesn't have the time to put it together.
We ain't did that in a minute. Because I'm to you
right.
that. I don't
especially me being here, so.
Yeah, so he
but
doesn't
I'm
have
I'm actually
the
doing better. I'm doing better. I
because
better
you're going
I know
in.
That.
But where you're missing it is because you want to go get it just as fast as you got it. And sometimes we get stuff and we have to put it down and sit
and
in it.
We got to be patient.
And if we put it down
patient.
And sit in it, then we can see it. And once we can see
patient.
It, now we know. Okay, well, these three pieces go together, so I can put those over there. These four pieces go together, so go over there. Now we start putting the overall picture together in smaller fragments of pictures. And when you will be finished, you have your overall collage of what it looks like to you. But you want to fix it just as fast as you're getting it. And we think, because of society, that what you get is how you're supposed to give it. And we have to understand that first you've got to understand what you've got before you know what you're giving.
Yeah.
And that's where your glitch is. Because you get it. Bye, 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 bye,
I'm glad you said glitch. can I tell you, because I've been having, like, some phenomenal fucking shit, like, yo, like, doorknobs moving, like, the matter moving type shit. When I wake up and I start seeing, trying to, and look, examine, it's like glitches in the computer or anything. That's what I've been doing. Yeah, exactly that.
Okay, Eternal.
That kind of came out.
Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and bring Eternal in. Eternal, if you're with us and if you're able to speak. I'd like to hear
peace.
Your...
Yeah, what were you saying again? I heard you.
Yeah,
I heard you say something.
I'd like to hear your feedback on the third agreement, which is making assumptions. Don't make assumptions.
Yeah, assumption
let me read it again, just for the audience.
Yes.
It says, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. That's it.
Yeah, you at a point, you got to speak your mind, and this is where the unapologetic self has to speak. You know, if someone actually steps on your toes, you just let them walk by and, you know, act like they didn't step on your toes. It's the point of you saying, of course, they might not have known they stepped on your toes. However, if you ain't say nothing, then it could be assumed that they didn't know that they stepped on your toes. So now is the idea, did you speak enough? And was it so much that they heard it, they just choose not to hear it? And so now the point of how you've been in this assumption that you know they heard you or you know they didn't hear you, now you see the difference between you know that they didn't hear you or now you know that they heard you and they just choose not to hear you. We've been at a point where, you know, how much is it that we accept, first of all, to even say that we're going to take an assumption of anything? Some people actually assume that we're going to actually go the same way that they're going. However, they're going a different route. And you say, I don't really eat that. And you're like, okay, wait a minute, I didn't know that. And he's like, well, you assumed I did. So he's like, everybody was happy, but not everybody's happy in your dream. It could be a nightmare to someone else. So if you feel like you're with this woman and you're saying, oh, I'm going to do the significant things she want me to do, and she's like, I can't stand when he does those significant things that he thinks is so significant. This is how we see a relationship in ourselves as well we have the relationship with someone else. So if you haven't really loved yourself in the assumptions, because there wasn't any assumptions in the first place, it was the truth to yourself, not an assumption. So now that when you see other people who gives out assumptions all the time, you say, okay, wait a minute, this person hasn't really recognized themselves in their truth.
Yep.
Okay.
Ashe.
All right. Ashe, let me go ahead and read the last one so we can go ahead and get this out the way, y'all. This one actually is my favorite because it was the easiest. Okay, go figure. It was the easiest, right? So always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you're healthy as opposed to when you are sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. Now, with that, y'all, it was my favorite because I have been challenged all my life with the not good enough program. I'm not good enough program. And the reason why, you know, I'm not a victim, okay? One of the first shows, guys, that I did on the Hanson Awareness Radio, matter of fact, the first show was From Victim to Victim. That's when I started to take my power back in 2013, but it was a lot of layers that I needed to, you know, unmask, right? So anyway. I'm not good enough program, you know, which usually comes from my parents, just whatever, you know, society, black magic spells, you know, making you behave or making you do, you know, like the only true sin is a sin against yourself. So, you know, your parents not wanting to truly get to know who you are, or they're not in alignment with who you are, but they're trying to teach, they're teaching you and training you, you know, really training you to really go against yourself. But really, I feel that it's like an unknowing of what they do. You know, we kind of spoke about it a little bit on yesterday's broadcast, and as a mother, Auntie has shared that there is a level of guilt that some parents may feel, you know, when they become aware that, damn, I literally taught my children, you know, to go against themselves. Like, I literally didn't get to know my child. I don't even know who the fuck my child is. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it may be, just, you know, just as a person, as a being that is growing in this society, you know, just know that our best is good enough, you know, whatever that is. Now, mind you, the quote said that it will always be different, you know, from when you're healthy as opposed to when you're sick. But just know that your best for you. And let me say, I'm saying this externally, but I'm talking to myself internally. This is an affirmation that I say to myself all the time. All right, Haru, you did your best. You know, you were in a sick mind frame at the time. You know, have self accountability, and you know, as they say in recovery rooms, you know, play the tape all the way out. You know, play the tape through. You know what I mean? So play your own tape through in accountability. Having accountability for yourself, you know, to yourself in private. As Sensei would always say, you know, we got to stop lying to ourselves, you know, or you shot me straight up, y'all. If we lying to other people, but if you lying to your motherfucking self, y'all, you got a problem, okay? Ain't nobody in that room with you but you. Why you lying to yourself, you know? And I'm laughing, but how often do we do it, y'all? So that's where we at now, the fourth agreement of always doing your best. Go ahead, Auntie.
I was just going to say one of my favorite mantras is I am not good enough. I am not good enough. I am not good enough. What do I mean by that? I cancel out the first not by putting them back to back. I am not good enough. When you cancel out things, they come to challenge you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not good enough for self-love. I'm not good enough for challenges. I'm not good enough for the test. I'm not good enough to be who I am in my now. I'm not good enough for my own self-love. I'm not good enough for my own courage. I'm not good enough to heal myself. That second not removes anything in the universe that stops you or that you even thought could stop you in just those few words. I'm not good enough. And you can put whatever you want on the end of enough and run it. But that thing can get deep because I literally used it to speak my father back into these 3 hour conversations that we're starting to have. I'm not good enough for my father's love. I'm not good enough for my father's love. I'm not good enough for my father's love because I am my father. I am my father, and if I love me, then my father loves me. I'm not good enough for my father's love. I'm not good enough to not heal myself. I'm not good enough to not heal myself. See, these are those cancellations that we do, and we say, this sounds so silly. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm standing in a mirror, and I'm talking to myself, and I got two knots together. That's not even grammatically correct. These are ways you can talk yourself out of doing your own work. They're still very relevant and prevalent conversations. Which one will you choose? Or do you simply choose not to choose at all, like Parent said, and let what's going to be? It's still a choice.
All right. Jimmy, I would like to definitely hear about you, about always doing your best, because I know there's a lot of self-talk there and a lot of probably a lot of self-beating yourself up, you know, internally maybe. So always doing your best. How do you feel about that one?
See, with me, because I can be doing my best and not knowing I'm doing my best. And that's what's speeding me up. Because I'm doing my best without knowing it, and then when I transfer and doing something better, I feel like I'm fucking up. Honestly. That's how, I won't say that's not how I'm programmed, but due to me you know, going through some shit and I got to heal and, you know, I'm not putting, I'm doing the work of healing, but it's just so much. Now that I realize that I can heal this part now, that's me doing my best right there, because I constantly use the same affirmation every day, pull the good from the bad and keep it moving. And that's what I'm constantly doing and what I constantly do. Because I'm beating myself up subconsciously without even noticing it. Everything with me is subconscious, or like on a whole deeper level, though. Like
everything with you, like, is self judgment.
Mm.
You are your worst critic. You're your worst critic.
Yes, I am. Like, it's okay when I'm able to do even when I'm able to do my best, look the best, I still do that for no reason without me noticing it. So, that's something that I'm learning.
Yeah, I know.
And then, with you being the worst critic, then you feel like everybody else is judgmental because you're judgmental to yourself. Then that creates the judgment that you have for others, and you battle with that,
and
it's like,
and
I don't want you to feel like that. Right. Mm-hmm. Within the assumption. But it's all in how you look at yourself. So what you need to do is, and I know you do this, role play with the individual that you're talking to.
Oh, yeah.
In the mirror. And I know you do this, but you do it. You do it on a comical level. You make fun with it and you poke with it, so you can say I did it. But you won't dig when you do
it. Now I will.
Go in.
There was
the mirror,
one time I did do that on a serious level. Then you know it was going good. Then I just went astray. Then now I gotta find my place. And I'm glad that you said that, because that reminded me. And for remembrance, to keep doing that now that you said that. And it's so weird that I have to have somebody outside of me to say what remember doing.
When the
that
student
I keep doing
is ready,
it, honestly.
When the student is ready, the teacher shows up. When the teacher is ready, the student will appear. So you need me like I need you. It's an exchange. It isn't I did anything. We did it. And we did it
because
you and the me and me were where we needed to be to get it done. We, as above, so below. The W turns into the M. The M turns into the W. There's always an E.
Yes.
And the E, if you lay it down, can be a W. And if you stand it up, it can be an M. It's still us. So... real shit, all bullshit aside, real shit, go play dress up, get in the mirror pretty, and allow yourself to watch you get to an ugly space, be it that you're crying, that you're, you know, releasing emotions, or that you are angry, and let it out. Go from beautiful to ugly in the mirror. Because you're so used to starting with a fresh canvas, and you deem you start from an ugly space and grow to the beauty. Reverse it and watch what you get.
Shadow work.
Watch what you get. Reverse. Mm. You've been doing it, but reverse it. Do it the opposite way. Now,
you know what?
Pretty.
I'm glad you said that, because the shadow work before the shift came in here and then, like beforehand, I was able to do my shadow work. And now that you said reverse it, because we are in reverse energy, I give much gratitude for that, because
you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to tell your business. You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Don't act like
and
that.
And I'm like,
Jimmy,
literally
you know
crying.
Who
like,
to.
I'm crying. Like,
look.
We
I'm
all
like,
gonna
not
cry
crazy.
Today.
You not
we
crazy.
All gonna cry
I
today. Don't and release it. I'm
it's
gonna
okay.
keep crying. It's something in my tears. It's something at the end of the day. I'ma cry me a bucket. Fuck it. And it's something gonna be in the end of that shit when the ripple starts. form it. And I'm going to be able to look in my waters and get the salt.
Eternal wants to speak on shadow work. He was saying shadow work in the background.
Eternal.
Go ahead.
I'm going to need for you to act like you can to us and start kicking the dough in. Hey, I got something to say.
I'm just going it with y'all. I was just saying shadow work, too. That's the principle. We got to have shadow work.
Come on.
It can have you feel a whole lot better.
It can take the
you know, sit down in front of the water. Take your shoes off. Get to a point where you know, we've been playing music. However, you got to become the music. You know, pat on yourself a little bit. Tap on yourself. Tap that body. Love that body that you're tapping on. Get that energy up in the body. Talk to that body. Call that body out. Call it conscience about the body. Say you want to give conscience to the body. Say it's consistent that you want to say to this body. Give yourself the affirmation. See yourself as you talk to your body. After a while, you start to hear your body talking back to your body. And you're like, oh, the body's saying I want to stay conscious. I want to stay constant in my conscience. Yes, ma'am.
I hear you talking.
So we got to stay constant and stay in the consistent. Once you say consistent, constant, you know, make that your affirmation. Make it to a point where you're consistently saying these things, and then you not only say it, feel it, taste it, touch it, hear it. So the shadow work comes from the stuff that we feel that we have to let go, and we also have to bring into ourselves. So even for shadow breathing, the shadow techniques, getting into the shade, getting into the light, and knowing what the light does, even in darkness, how much are you able to put, you know, all the interactions out? The truth. You're looking for truth.
Yeah.
Truth is what you are. So constantly you're going to see it. It's a consistency to your conscience. So it's just being in that awareness. What do you do for your awareness? How are you more aware of what you do as self-realization? Is it from my mouth that I'm speaking out of? Is it from my eyes that I see it? Is it from the nose as I smell it? Is it from the ears as I hear it? But now, as I hear it, can I see it when I hear it? You know, when I hear it, is it what I'm seeing as I'm hearing it? Is it what I'm saying as what I'm saying as I'm hearing it? Is it what I'm saying I can see what I'm saying? Is it what I'm smelling? Am I smelling as I see it? Am I seeing it as I smell it so I can taste it? When I take it, I touch it. We're all into touching something.
Can you feel
it? Touch. We have to be a constant touch. Remember your touches.
Can you
feel it? Your touches are
the
mighty.
Yeah. Can you feel
the gold.
It? That song by Michael Jackson.
You are gold.
You know,
you are copper.
I love what
you
said.
You are silver. You are all the components that create an element. So if you don't feel it yet, you got to speak it to yourself.
You
got to
feel
it.
Because, see, when you can feel something, you don't see it. You don't hear it. You don't taste it. You only feel it. And then it manifests. But you got to be willing to feel. And we feel on different levels. We feel, everybody say, oh, I feel you. But what are you feeling? And how do you know that that's me?
That's deep. Real quick.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Yes.
Water. Emoto. And water can feel. Water can feel. If you talk to water, it will respond. If you play music to water, it will respond.
Yes. All right, y'all. So this has been a great broadcast. Hey, we can begin to go ahead and wrap up, you guys. It's Sunday. You know, y'all enjoy your day. You know, today, y'all. I'm going to go out of nature today, y'all. Just treat yourself and do something. I'm going to go sailing today, y'all. I'm going to go on the water today. That's what I'm going to do. Do something do something for yourself today. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to challenge the world with. Do something fun that you love to do, that you always love to do. Do that for yourself in your now today. If you can't do it today, attempt to try to do it this week, guys. And join us every weekend. We're here every weekend from 11 a.m. to 10, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central on Saturday and Sunday, you guys. Definitely. Go ahead and add Eternal, and then after that, y'all. I mean, I know it's early, but you know, we can wrap up. I mean, go ahead, Eternal.
Yeah, it's the idea of staying in your activity yourself. Be active. If you're not active, it's because you're showing inactivity. So it's about again how you're active, keeping you consistent. It's like saying when you take that day off, what do you do on your day off? Don't just sit there drinking brewski and sit there and be all low with me. You're going to keep doing that low with me? Well, guess what? That's that first flat square that you step into. You got to make a platform out of yourself. Don't just stay in the cube. Come on out of the cube. Don't just stay in the tube. Come on out of the tube. You got to become tubular. Yes, sire. You got to become tubular. You got to actually be to be you are. We're connected to everything. So now step outside. Get some of that sun ray. Get some even in the moon. Get some of that moon shadow. But when you get over there, get near the water. Talk to the water. Talk to the sand. Talk to the grass. Talk to the trees. You haven't done any talking yet. That's probably why you're feeling the way you're feeling. You got to release this stuff.
Yeah.
You're sitting there with all that in you. You walk and move and planet. You got a bunch of planets in you. The whole time colliding your Mercury,
ooh,
your Mars, your Venus, your Jupiter, your sun, your moon, all of this bumping into each other. Like, why can't I have my abundance? Where my abundance coming at? Why can't I ain't got my abundance yet? Because you ain't done no shadow working. You got to go over here to release
it.
You know how these trees let the leaves come off of his branches? There's a certain season for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a certain season to let it out. You got to cry. You didn't cry. When the last time you cried? See? That might be good. You need to just cry and joy. Not just cry because you're mad. Cry because you're happy. Cry for anything. You ain't cry. Where's your emotions at? See, truth, we say truth don't have emotion, but it creates a bunch of emotions, don't it? Don't it? And how you feel like, God dang, that's the truth. You're like, oh, I got this, I don't know what that is on the back of my neck, but I feel it. You like, the cold bumps and goosebumps. I'm going to call it the golden goosebumps. That's how significant it is, golden. You know, we golden arches. We the example of what examples are. That's why they made an example. We seen it from Malcolm X. We done seen it so much as a complex with X. We even call it Caesar X and call it sex. But that's the root chakra. You ain't got out of the root chakra because you're just stuck in the root. You don't understand the X. I know that's your ex-wife. I know you say, I know, an X marks the spot, an X being exit, an X being as in going over across the railroad track. We already know what the X is. However, do we know what the Y is? The Y and the X being a chromosome. And then here we got a Z that's actually showing both of them being in a zigzag of itself, and we don't know what we're doing to ourselves. We have to know how we zigzag back into ourselves. Why is it zoo being ooze when it's odd? Who's the wizard now? You a wizard. You got to just stop eating the gizzards or the lizards. There's things that we haven't seen because it's been cold like blizzards in our thoughts. When we turn ourselves around, it's a cold shoulder. But who's bolder than a rock? You're noble than that. You're connected to the earth. So what you got? You got the actual fortuna, not just lucky like a lot. You can unlock. So start unlocking. Take them days off that you do and do it for a reason. Go around your children. Build with them. Give them some things that they will cherish for the rest of their life. Some unique things. Some things that you can't even give them this in a physical realm. You gave it to them mentally. They said, dang, that's what I'm talking about. That's concrete. That they're going to have me staying for life. I'm going to be in my rites of passage forever. And I'm going to show how I'm going to give it out to the next one that gets around me that has that time long enough to even give it out. You know what you're supposed to be doing? Every time someone gets around you, you're supposed to give them something that they can cherish for a lifetime. And they'd be like, wow, it was great meeting you. And I just met you today. Man, I can't wait to go around you tomorrow and see what you like.
Mm. Man, there it is. All right, y'all. So this has been a great broadcast. Gratitude to the energy, you know, and the ancestors. You know what I'm saying? It's something about the ancestral energy right now. You know, it's strong, you guys. Whatever the fuck is going on in this universe right now, in our now, the ancestors are loud. Okay, so
loud
like
a motherfucker.
You know, pay attention, okay?
No,
pay
because your painting, the painting that I see you paint the first one, then you redid it. I felt that. I really did.
This last one. And the third one was the most powerful. Do you hear me?
Oh, my God. What? I was
asking
the universe, yo, why are you keeping me in this matrix, bro? Why? Because I'm like, yeah, I felt that shit, all that shit throughout everything from beginning to here. I felt all of it, and I was in distraught.
Wow.
I really was.
Wow. Yeah. I'll tell you the breakdown on, but one of the things, Auntie LJ, I'll tell you what that's all about. You know, and maybe this will help you too, Jimmy. You know, but healing the teenager, y'all. Now, I have spent all this time doing shadow work, you know what I'm saying, on healing that inner child. And then Auntie LJ always gets on to me about why I go back revisiting the shit I already healed. And the inner child is one of them, okay? But sometimes I just want to get drunk and just bring the shit back up, you know. And I only do it when I'm drunk, y'all. So with that being said, guys, this painting is healing my teenager, all right? This is something that my teenage self loves to do. So when y'all see me paint, that's me and the teenager. All right. So
and that
he
was,
loves to
let's, paint. Let's not act. let's not act like we had forgot that we had a teenager. We were so stuck on the little.
I forgot.
Keystone. I said, nigga, you just went from little Keystone to grown Keystone. Where the Keystone in the middle?
What?
He said,
man.
Oh, what?
I
said, yeah.
Forgot, y'all.
What happened to the Keystone in the middle? He
forgot.
Said, well, it's in there. I said, no, but you go to little Keystone. You don't give Keystone in the middle no attention.
I started drinking at 12, y'all.
Shit.
I'm going to tell y'all, I started drinking at 12. I was literally drunk from 12 years old all the way to about 22. Drunk. I don't remember.
Oh, that sounds like
none of it. You know what I'm saying?
10
so,
years.
You know, it, not only did I forget, I let me tell you something. I did forget. I buried it. All
right?
I buried it deep inside of me, and I closed the door. I didn't lock it. I just closed, and I said, okay, I'll just come back to that when I'm 40. You know what I mean? But it's very important. And Auntie, thank you so much for that, because I took that and ran with it, okay? And I'm like, whoa. And not only did I've been an influence. If you see on my page, you see a lot of people were doing their healing work too, because I am an example for them. I didn't realize how people look at me, you know. And when I started getting my shit together,
example, bro. Especially for
can I
me
intervene right there? You kept asking, do you hear me, when you forgot that people were watching you. And you kept worrying about who the fuck was hearing you, but you was walking by example teaching.
Me.
And that's why I kept telling you, just do you.
Yeah.
And when you get you
and
right,
I did.
They'll come. They'll come.
You
won't
know,
have
they
to tell
are
them to do
out
this and do that. They'll come.
They are
build
coming out of the good work. I'm talking my own family, y'all. My own family now. The family that disowned me, they looking at me like, what the fuck you over there doing? Like the glow. They can, it's something that they can, my mom, the way my mom looked at me, she looked at me and was like, what are you doing? Like, oh my God. You know, she looked at me like, finally. I mean, she just, I'll never forget that look for the rest of my life. Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
When her child,
he made a mountain over a molehill because he was stomping and screaming and howling and cussing and fussing, and I kept saying the same shit differently.
Let me share this with the world. I shared it with Auntie, but let me share this with the world. So if you go back in the archives, me and my mother, Mary J. Fox. You know, I'm going to tell Mary J. Fox. So you go, if you go back in the archives, guys, for about 2-3 years, I was going back and forth to save me being drunk on the shows. It was a hot mess for about 2 years, okay? And the last broadcast that we did, I think it was me, Sensei, Don, you, Auntie LJ. It was and I brought Nikita in, one of my childhood friends. It was that moment where what I did was I stopped looking at my mother as like my mother, you know, like, because under the umbrella of mother holds the expectations of what society deemed a mother to be. But I did not ever get a chance to know the Deborah that she was, the woman that she had become, I never in life looked at her as a real person. I always looked at her under the umbrella of a mother. So when I started to remove that and remove all my expectations and remove everything in which I wanted her to be or what society deemed a mother to be, it was in that moment that I truly began to heal me and my mother's relationship. In that moment, this happened in 2020, at the end of 2020. This just happened. I'm 37 years old. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm 36. Lord, I haven't remembered how old I am, y'all. So anyway,
speaking into existence.
So with that, I want to be 44, but you know. but y'all, it has improved me and my mother's relationship. We used to fall out and we wouldn't talk for years, y'all. I'm talking years, okay? It was that bad. But it was me being stubborn because I wanted her to be the mother that she always wasn't. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, fast forward, we have the best relationship that we have ever had. And she knows that I don't hold her accountable. She still has her own guilt. You know what I'm saying? But, the ancestors are here, y'all. It's my grandma. All right, but anyway, she's proud of me. So anyway, so for Mother's Day, you know, this year, I told her about my painting, and she was like, "I love that."
She better
like,
not
God,
be
I
listening.
Do that.
Don't you put that? Don't tell it, cause she might call and listen. Though you can't tell what her gift's gonna be. You can't do that.
Oh, she already knows. She already knows, though.
Oh, you know what?
Okay, I won't tell that part. Okay, I'm not going to tell that part. Right. But no, she about the painting, though, because she do know about the painting. But anyway, y'all, the painting, she's ecstatic because it's something that she used to like to do when she was a little girl. So, you know, she's about, 60? So, you know, something that that she hasn't done since she was a little girl. Now she's 60 years old. So that's like a 50-something-year-old gap. And that's special for her. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to take her painting so she can tap into her inner child. Maybe she wants to heal her inner child and don't know how. So I share my story to say to anybody who may be struggling with mommy issues, you know, forgiving your parents, removing the expectations away from what they should be, and just ask them what some of the shit that they used to like to do when they was a kid. And go surprise them with that. Your mama used to like to color? Go buy her some coloring books and go sit down and have a date with her and say, "Mom, let's color." You know, make it fun. You know, we have to not only do the healing for ourselves, but, you know, kind of not force them to heal, but, you know, kind of introduce them. Because, see, a lot of our elders, y'all, they're not going to ask for help. You know what I'm saying? Because they from a generation to where, you know, they had to be the strong ones. You know, they had to hold it down for the whole family, bloodline, and all of that. So, you know, you know, yes, y'all. I mean, this is shit I'm going through, y'all, and I'm seeing it in my whole generation. You know, they were just the strong ones, so they didn't have time to heal, you know. So, hell, how can we expect them to know how to fucking heal sometimes? So it's always good to kind of pay attention and kind of love them in a way that it's not forceful and it's not invading and not bringing up their past, right, Auntie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's not even not to bring up their past, but to give them a safe mm-hmm. place in their present that they'll take mm. you to the story of their
There it is. Hear that, y'all. Hear that.
Excuse
Hear
me.
That. Giving them a safe place. You know, not coming in anger.
Yeah.
You
know, allow to be prevalent where they can tell you that they didn't know how to be a parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they can tell you that they didn't know how to do what they was doing. They was just doing it. And it got done. And everybody got some bumps and some bruises. But fuck it, we made it. And now mm-hmm. you're no longer the child or parent, but now you're the adult. Both you and your parent, both the parent and the child are now just, they've removed those titles and just become adults that are not mm-hmm. afraid to go back down memory lane because there's a safe space between the adults. And again,
uh-oh.
You're not that 7-year-old, uh-huh. that 5-year-old. You know, they're not that 17-year-old and 18-year-old anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
everybody at 18 thinks that they're grown because that's what society says. But what are the mm-hmm. hardships on the people living through the growth of what that has become? And if we're going to stay stuck in the past of it all and not get the lesson from the past, then we're doomed to create the past. We have to create safe spaces. We have to create safe spaces for ourselves. And when we have safe, when I can get naked with y'all and not give a fuck, because I really don't, I'm going to cry all day today. I can't help it. It's part of
you
what
can.
I'm doing on its own.
It's healthy.
You know what I mean? But when I can get naked with y'all and just be like, you know, fuck it. It's because it's a safe space. I don't have to wear the mask. I don't have to have social distancing. I don't have to be stimulied and stimulus. But I can actually just be in my now and say, fuck it, I'm here, but this is what y'all getting with me being here because this is me. And because it's a safe space, I can be me. And it's not about an age or the who knows more than who or any of that. It's a safe space. And I can be spiritually available where not only am I growing in my knowing, but I'm assisting others in being able to use what I'm coming with and use it in their growth too if they deem they want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's safe space. And if we create safe space, people will come. And people will come to that safe space and they will commune. Nephew, you did the Alcohol Anonymous thing. The first thing they tell you when you come in there is that this is a safe space. So then that gives people the courage to be able to stand up and say, hi, my name is such and such, and I'm an alcoholic.
That's how I go.
And I've been clean 17 days, 2 hours, and 57 seconds. But I'm here. You know what I'm saying? And that's how they do it. That's how they do it. And motherfuckers,
I started going back.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I started going back this week.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's a safe space. Somebody else's safe space might be on a roller coaster at 120 miles an hour. That's their safe space. You have to know you to create your safe space. And when you create yourself space, you can come available for all that is you to share.
Yes.
And that's healing. That's healing. That's what it is. You don't have to look for healing when you're willing to heal, because healing will come to you. It's the law of attraction. Those are not man-made laws. They are what they are because they are and they have always been. That's what they were created to be. They're called the du jour laws. Embrace them. Everybody deserves safety. Everybody. Create your safety so you can be your 360. Be your 360.
Be your 360.
Be your 360.
All right, y'all. I think we should just cut there right there. Be your, just,
that,
be,
that's
I mean,
my
just
rap.
Marinate.
That's
all
my
right,
rap.
Marinate.
Be your 360.
All right, y'all. Eternal going to take us out, but in that process, you guys, please be sure to join us every weekend. Join discussions in the black room with Professor Kaba, his daughters Sasha and Candace, and Professor Kaba. They are on this Tuesday, so they're on every other Tuesday. That's going to be our next broadcast coming up. They'll talk about hot topics, so current events, y'all. So whatever's going on in the news, the media, the world, you know, they discuss it. It's a family trio. So join them at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, every other Tuesday here. This Tuesday being another broadcast of that. And join us every weekend, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. And please be sure to check out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. All right, Eternal, go ahead and take us out.
We have a point of knowing how you resonate yourself. So it's about how you're resonating, you know. Are you resonating the power? Are you resonating that what we said earlier about the 16 in ourselves? You know, have we actually got past the 16? I've had high blood pressure at 16. So getting it from 13, not knowing what sex was about and interacting with that, then here I have high blood pressure. I didn't do nothing about myself. We're messing with other people, let alone drinking and causing all the other misfits. So by the time we actually around 20 or 24, we end up doing like the craziest things to the utmost. I didn't know you could do that at 24. So now we're at a point where you're saying you're 30 going on 40. Are you really now paying attention to what helps you, or is it just a beneficial of not being benefited? It's time. We've been created our time back into our time of ourselves. Now we see our children doing it. And you're like, why are you doing it? What are you doing that at this young age? Or are you actually helping them before they get to that? That's where you can see this impeccable concept of what we want to do for our children is major now, unless you just feel like you're not going to have any children, so you're just going to live on the earth being childrenless. They said it's a God in the body of a being when they actually are able to create children. I feel that the reason why that was brought up, it was because of when we say make and create. There's a difference from when you make a car or created one. You start to feel a little bit different about how that came out and how it was about. You're connected to the gods all the time. It's just how do you create your godly form of feeling, you know? Some of us are not feeling so godly when we walk around amongst each other. I might say that I'm just feeling the lowest of myself, and this is what I keep passing on as I'm walking around each other. If that's what you're doing, you're no longer a brother. You're a bother. You took out the R. You got to be who you are after a while. Otherwise, you'd be like, oh, I didn't mean to bother you. You actually are bothering us. You're a connection to your R. How do you use your R? You are as a star or as a rare. Rare as a cat would be if you don't hear your sounds and your vibrations, how you bring it out. You're the rarity. So how much raw do you use? That's confirmation coming from a truck. Some of these things actually happen right into the significance of time. And you say, what is time? But it's emit backwards. So the more you're in tune with how you can emit your wisdom and your wise dumb, you don't have to be done with it. You can be dim with it. It's the higher part of when we say the nitwit will be one who's like a bird brain. But yeah, there's a bird brain. A bird can actually find itself without actually having to go and look for itself because it's connected by heat, not by just eyesight. So learn your ba. Respect to y'all.